The Adventures of Ruby.
There's something going on here, Ruby.
No kidding.
These moles have been digging up buried Nullian cities, only digging from underneath upward.
I got my eye on that one. He'd make a great coat.
Very funny, Ruby.
We follow the chief molar through the winding alleyways of this underground city we enter an arena. There's an enormous transparent sphere suspended from the ceiling. It's so big. Apparently, the sphere is the whole playing field, and inside it are all sorts of flashy gadgets.
Astounding!
It is a recreation of the original Nullian game they refer to as Cosmic Pinball.
You climb inside it to play it?
Oh, yes, indeed.
What's the purpose?
Cosmic Pinball was a means of developing telekinesis.
Telekinesis? Oh, you mean bending watches with your mind?
It is not done by force or willpower. It is done by tuning the mind to another level of intelligence, or simply stated, getting in tune with the object.
Yeah. Our own pinball is a good example. You don't move the ball with your mind, but you get in tune with the machine to the point where it does affect the ball's movement.
Ruby, would you like to play a game?
Is it dangerous?
Not really.
All right. I'll play it anyway.
Well, this may prove interesting.
I'll explain. As you see, it is three-dimensional. You sit in a bubble capsule within the playing sphere. Here, climb in.
Okay.
Controls, as you can see, they operate the mobile flippers, but also controls your bubble as you maneuver around the sphere.
And what keeps the ball from smacking into me?
Your wits. You'll notice there are several different types of bumpers. The standard telescoping mushroom bumpers, the exploding pop bumpers, and the powerful thumper bumpers.
Right. I strap myself into my flying bubble and hit the activate button. Lights and lasers burst forth as the first huge metallic ball, glowing like a comet 3 meters in diameter, comes firing out of the chute in the top of the sphere. It misses me by about a meter and careens off a thumper bumper that sends it toward a self-activating flipper that fires it right at me. I just about spin aside before it gives me a good whack, sending me ricocheting off a negative point target while the ball drops into a black hole in the floor.
Relax, Ruby, relax!
This could be dangerous. The second ball comes blasting out of the chute. I catch the thing with a mobile flipper that sends it off a random bumper and straight back at me. It smashes into me, knocking me off a thumper bumper, and we both drop down the black hole in the floor. The black hole spits me back out again, and I'm ready for the third ball.
Come on, Ruby!
This damn ball is programmed to react to me, not just to slam randomly into bumpers and targets. I fire up the third ball.
Comes
screaming out of the chute, whacking against a floating bumper, smashing against a starlight target. I catch it with a flipper, sending it into an exploding pop bumper, and right at me again.
Out of way!
I relax and take a hit that jars my teeth.
Oh, you're fighting it, Ruby!
Oh, shut up!
Come on!
I gotta extend my intelligence throughout the whole mechanism. The bumpers, the flippers, the damn ball. Loosen up.
Watch it!
Ow! Oh, I'll get that ball. I drive beneath an attacking bumper in pursuit. I'm finally feeling the rhythms of this game. The randomness of the ball becoming an extension. No such thing as coincidence. All extensions. The ball finally drops down the black hole.
Get away!
The game is over.
That was so-so.
You want to try it?
You may have noticed that you cannot directly affect the game. That's not the way telekinesis works.
Yeah.
You must become it. Then you can affect it. Cosmic Pinball, Ruby.
Next time, Moliere. We talked into the night. Except down here beneath the surface, they didn't seem to notice. I told Moliere about my being hired to find out who is manipulating media reality on this planet. The mole said something I never forgot.
Who is creating false realities is unimportant. You are wasting your time and someone else's money.
I don't see it that way.
What is important is the counterforce.
What counterforce? You talking about a conspiracy?
Yes, a consciousness conspiracy. Care to join?
Huh?
Can't you see he's joking?
I leave Professor Taru with the moles.
Goodbye, Roo!
I got a tip from Andor back at the Digital Circus. and decided to sail to the Utopias, a lot of little islands where crackpots put into practice their views of how society ought to be run. I'd purchase a set of solar wings and catch the currents south. The air currents are at their finest this time of year. Ah, there's something about solar sailing, stretching out, being a bird. Oh, I love it. It can be a little hairy. The solar wings are like gauze. I was attacked by a huge gaffer bird once, intruding on its airspace. The thing tore my wings to shreds. I came down like gaffer droppings. I sail clear of those things. I bought a pair of solar wings and caught the air currents south. I'm sailing along when I notice a solar ship moving across the sky. It's the most beautiful solar ship I've ever seen. Its wings are like lace with puffs and fluffs for sails. He draws in the spinnaker so I can glide alongside. I can see he's an alien. Nice, delicate features. His eyes are exceptionally large. His hands are delicate, with long fingers, a high forehead. He must be an Aurorian. A culture devoted to aesthetics. A gentle, some say, decadent people.
Hello there.
He has a beautiful smile. I find it totally disarming. That an alien can do that to me is a little disturbing. Where are you headed?
The Utopias.
Which one?
The Monarch Islands.
You part of the monarchy?
Hardly. I'm not a Utopian. I'm from another solar system.
I love your ship. I've never seen one like it.
Can you come on board?
Why?
I'd like to show you what the ship can do.
All right. He sends out a line. I fold in my wings and settle down like a dragonfly in a milkweed pod. It's an exquisite ship. All fluff and down. A whole other solar technology. His long fingers take my hand. He has little sensors on the tips.
My name is Monet. I'm an Aurorian. And you?
Ruby. I'm just a solar floater.
You are heavily armed for a solar floater.
Someone's liable to mistake me for a gaffer bird.
As you wish. Some tea?
Sure. Where are you setting in?
Casino City.
Ooh, that's for high rollers out of my class.
Please come as my guest.
Thanks for the offer. I'll pass.
I'd like your company. You'll have your own quarters. I'm not trying to seduce you.
That's too bad.
I like Earthlings, but they make terrible lovers.
What's wrong with us?
They are so unrealistic. They make love to an image rather than to who is actually there.
How large is your sampling?
I've never made love to an Earthling in my life.
Oh, you read a lot, huh?
No. We Aurorians have a group mentality.
Uh-huh.
What one experiences, all the others may experience. So, my sampling is fairly large.
Yeah. I'm in the Cosmic Connection in Casino City with a handsome and arrogant Aurorian. He's playing a game called Black Void Roulette. It's a purely mental game. The more blank your mind can become, the better you are. You can call it instinct. It's much more than that. It's dangerous. People don't always return. I decided to give it a try. This isn't your old-fashioned roulette wheel. This looks dangerous.
Prepare to place your bets.
The wheel begins to spin, faster and faster, whirling in a hypnotic spin that feels as though it's going to suck my mind into the vertigo depths of the black void. I spin down, down.
Alert, alert. Place your bets now.
My fingers, slowly move to the touch controls on the table. The numbers move in a smooth rhythm. I feel a strange creation forming out of the void. One, the creator. Two, duality. Three, balance. Four, material. Five, change. Six, Beauty.
Beauty.
Seven.
Seven.
God.
God.
Eight.
Eight.
Fate.
Fate.
Nine.
Nine.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Numbers are expressions of what is invisible. There is a higher intelligence embedded in numbers. They create. But the game has its own direction. I feel it moving away from me. The reality I've created is rejected. It doesn't match the void's reality. I spin out.
The trick to this game is to separate fantasy from reality and figure the odds. You Earthlings never have been very good at this.
Well, fantasy is our reality, so what do you expect?
That's the point. You...
Slimies. Biogenetically engineered assassins out mind-sweeping.
Can you tell who they are?
Two are cats, a ginger and a Freddy. The ginger is wearing a sequined emerald green evening gown, playing the holosphere. On the other side is the Freddy. He's playing death to taxes.
A Freddy?
The cat, dressed to look like Fred Astaire in a tuxedo, top hat, and real tail.
Are they after you?
Could be. Slimies are a lower life form, far as I'm concerned, whenever I can. I kill them.